Welcome to The Best of Ourselves with leadership and life coach Marcia Hyatt.
I've been harvesting the lessons that I've learned over the past 6 years while I've done this weekly radio show, and I've already talked about the inner critic and gratitude. What other thing that I have learned and become more appreciative of is the power of awareness and a committed mindfulness practice. I am someone that has a proclivity to be active, to do. So when friends gave me a very thick book on the art of meditation in my 30s, I thought, that's nice. I don't think I ever cracked the cover because I assumed that being still was out of reach for me, not something I could do. And I also assumed it had no value. I mean, you're sitting there, you're not doing anything. And I was wrong. For years, I have known and have become very interested in how to become less reactive, less button pushable, and more choiceful. I'm aware of the difference in the quality of my relationships when I am not hooked, when I'm not taking things personally, when I'm not reacting. That kind of noticing is mindfulness. And without awareness, I am doomed to keep repeating my reactive patterns. So, for example, if you push me, challenge me, accuse me, criticize me, my first reaction is to push back. So I notice when I get some innocuous criticism, like you left toothpaste in the sink, I would push back. Now that's silly. Now pushing against is my reactive pattern. We all have one. Yours might be withdrawing or freezing up or trying to smooth it over. And as Wendy Palmer, the author of Leadership Embodiment, said, all reactive patterns are equally dysfunctional or ineffective. They were developed to keep us safe and in control and approved of, but as we grow, those patterns can be quite confining. So awareness, learning how to be present with herself, is something I valued. And eventually I learned that awareness meant I needed to be present, mindful. And over the years, I've learned a couple of important things that have helped me get over my initial barriers to that stillness that is called meditation. The first thing I learned from looking at the research was that when you have a mindfulness practice, some form of meditation or focus, that the amygdala, that primitive part of the brain that is where our reactions come from, actually shrinks with a mindfulness practice. Now that was pretty exciting. And then, of course, I learned, just like any athlete or anything you want to get good at, you have to practice. So if I want to catch myself, if I want to be more aware, I have to practice awareness. And the more I do mindfulness or meditation on an ongoing basis, the more it's available to me when I really need it. So I've tried many things. I have sat down and repeated phrases. I've focused on my breath. I've visualized a peaceful place. And I kept drifting off. But then I learned that that drifting off is an important part of the practice. Just like the focusing is, the drifting off and noticing and coming back is part of what helps you hit the reset button. So I learned that meditation reduces my reactive pattern. I've learned that I need that practice to have mindfulness be available to me in times of stress. And then I learned from a New York Times article that only 12 minutes a day can get a benefit. And now the trick was to find a time and a place to keep my meditation practice alive. Most mornings, I have a ritual. I grab a cup of tea, my journal, I sit in a chair and my two dogs pile on me. And one day, as I was thinking I should get up to meditate, I realized I had two allies in my lap. They wanted me to be still and provide a lap for at least 12 minutes more. I had my motivation to be still and cultivate a mindfulness practice.
This has been The Best of Ourselves with Marcia Hyatt, a leadership and life coach who runs a personal retreat center in Lutzen.